We've talked about concentration and how it can be applied to develop mindfulness and insight. We've talked about relaxation and how, at a deep level, relaxation leads to equanimity and purification. Now let's talk about energy. When we bring concentration to our ordinary sensory experiences, we gain insight into their changing nature. What do I mean by ordinary sensory experience? Body sensation is one of our sensory experiences. Our thinking is a sensory experience. Most people are aware of thinking in internal conversations, but we also think in mental pictures. Those internal conversations and mental pictures are the sensory experience of thought. And we hear, and we see, and we smell, and we taste. These are our sense gates. Body, thought, hearing, seeing, smelling, and tasting. When we bring mindfulness and examine these sensory experiences as they unfold, we discover that they are constantly changing. And as we open up to that change, don't resist it, then they become more fluid. For example, if you notice that you have a pain in one part of your body and it seems to want to move in one direction, you let it move in that direction. If it seems to want to push out, you let it push out. If it seems to want to pull in, you let it pull in. Your concentration is allowing you to detect that sensation with precision. Your relaxation is allowing that sensation to just dance its dance as part of the effortless flow of nature. Then our sensory experiences start to present themselves more and more as waves of energy, and less as something material or solid or fundamentally separate from the rest of creation. This experience of body sensation and thought as moving energy leads to an experience of one's entire self as being a spirit field. In other words, our moment-by-moment sense of personal identity comes about through our body sensations and our thoughts. And as we bring concentration and relaxation to our body sensations and our thoughts, we are able to discover and open up to the essential spirit energy nature of our being. This then spiritualizes our sense of self. So energy has two aspects to it. On one hand, there is the experience of our entire sense of self as a field of energy that links us to all of creation and to the spiritual source. And then there's the very practical application of that flow that gives us energy in the sense of day-to-day life that allows us to convert fatigue and even emotional and physical discomfort into a kind of flow which we can then use to live our lives exuberantly and to, with optimal dynamic impact respond to the challenges that come up each day. So this is one thing that meditation can do. It can give you the concentration and the relaxation that will convert physical and emotional discomforts into a kind of internal flow. And then you can use that flow to give you energy in the sense of life vitality.